It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Can't wait, man. Can't wait to get this this college football season going. What a great teaser it was. What a game. Georgia Tech and Florida State last Saturday, and now here we go, another one in just a few days with a nice batch of kickoff games, and Clemson and Georgia and the Canes and the Florida Gators, Notre Dame and Texas A&M, and then how about a little Sunday USC and LSU? Not bad at all. By the way, both quarterbacks, first and second overall picks in the NFL draft, so they'll play each other. And speaking of the Canes and the Gators, I know everybody's kind of wondering, you know, how good the team's going to be. I saw all the conversation on the college football shows and a lot of people talking about this Canes team. About as nice as we've heard in two decades about this team, truly. People, national people going, you know, we got to find out Mauro can coach. But, man, he went out and got himself some great recruiting classes and the transfer portal for the people that cover college football that got a pretty good feel for how good everybody is. Listen, and the big discussion was, can they win in the regular season? Can they win 10 games? Can they go double-digit in wins, which would be 10-2 in a 12-game schedule, at least. So if that's going to happen, besides the core of guys from last year that had good seasons that have come back on the O-line and the Maui Noah brothers and you know, Reuben Bain and how good – you know the guys that have been here. Your top two wide receivers back, Restrepo and George. So you know who the core – a lot of the tight ends back from last year and going to be more – hopefully active in this offense. But the big upgrade, if you're going to get wins, is where you spend a lot of money this offseason, better known as the free agency of college football, the transfer portal. It's expensive. And they went out and made it happen with quarterback Cam Ward, running back Damian Martinez, defensive tackle, Simeon Barrow. Defensive end, Tyler Barron. Wide receiver, Sam Brown. Center, Zach Carpenter. By the way, these guys aren't 18, 19. These guys have played a lot of football. And Mish Powell, who could easily put at the top of the list. Yes, he's that good at safety. So we need to be talking. If this thing's going to go well, a big part of it is, how good is the transfer portal class that we just brought in? Because that's your biggest upgrade. Guys that have played a lot of football, played at the highest level. Mish Powell's playing in, you know, Washington team that was really talented. You've got some guys that a lot of schools wanted, and they decided to come here. And a lot of them aren't cheap. I mean, there's a money side of this, too, besides wanting to play here. So if they're going to be good, besides the development of one of the most talented recruiting classes also coming in, which is going to be a big part, but they haven't played. We're not going to be talking to probably that much about this freshman class after this Florida Gator game. But if they're going to be what you think, we need to be talking about that transfer portal class. And I didn't mention all of them. I just mentioned some guys and being out there and wrote some names down And everybody knows, you know, Cam Ward, Washington State, and, you know, a lot of schools are trying to get him. Damian Martinez, running back out of Oregon State. Simeon Barrow, Michigan. You know all the schools. I don't need to tell you. And but we need to be talking about those guys making plays. Those guys need to lead the charge along with some of the core guys from last year. I understand that. But if you're going to really upgrade this team, besides everybody being better from a year ago, that's not going to be enough. You need this transfer portal class and the top guys. And we'll probably never know the amount of money a lot of them are making. But they didn't pay some of these guys $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 to come in and just be normal, be average. We brought these guys to come in and look like high draft picks in the upcoming draft and to be impact players right now. Even in a new system, they need to be able to dominate because at some point it's a one-on-one game and they need to win a bunch of those battles. So that's a list I'm going to put next to my TV when I'm watching the game, and you might want to do the same thing to watch. And again, I'm not taking away from the core of guys that were good players a year ago, and we brought them up, you know, again, you know, the Maui Noah brothers, and we can go, you know, and Reuben Bain was as good as any freshman in the country. George and Restrepo, what'd they have? Damn near 2,000 yards between them in receptions last year, coming back as a 1 and 2 receiver. I understand all that. I do. Listen, I'm not taking away from that. There's still a lot of really, really good running backs in that group, too, that they're counting on. And then whatever you get, the upside of this very talented freshman class, and I do mean very talented class of guys that came in for spring football and got some experience against, you know, older guys, which you need to get, you know, help that step, that big step. And then the rest of them came in this summer, and we'll see how quickly they can develop too. But yeah, it's real simple. By the way, I saw Florida State do it a couple of years ago. You see how quickly they caught up? They hit a jackpot in the transfer portal. Remember a few years ago, Michigan State went out, hit a jackpot in that transfer portal. Got a bunch of guys. I believe he got a bunch of SEC guys because he was in the SEC, got himself a new contract at Michigan State. So it, listen, it can be done. It's got to be the right guy. It's got to be the right fit. And we'll find out what it looks like. And by the way, everybody's doing the transfer portal. There's some guy probably in Gainesville doing the same thing. There's probably a guy in Florida State that's got a show it's saying the same stuff, man, that it's transfer portal is a quick fix and allows you, if you get the right guys, and sometimes they're guys you don't even know, right? They're from small schools, and they kicked ass, and they go to bigger schools, and they kick ass because they're just really good players and probably started as a 2-star or a 1-star or 1.5-star, which we read so much into. But, man, I'll tell you, this will be fun. But are you with me on my whole thing here, Woody, my whole philosophy on this thing? If the Canes are going to be a 10-plus win team, we got to be talking about a bunch of these guys. If all those guys are quiet or most of them, we probably got some problems.
Well, let me throw this to you. I think you're talking about the Canes as a 10-plus win team. I think you got Cam Ward in the Heisman discussion, don't you?
Yeah, no. It starts with always say Cam Ward first when you're talking about transfer portal.
Well, look, man, they haven't had a quarterback that's come in with the, you know, amount of promise, I guess, right? We haven't seen him play yet for the Canes, but the amount of, you know, hope you've had in the quarterback position, we haven't felt that way in a long time.
Oh, listen.
That's a big difference, man. And not to mention, you do have a running back who's really good as well, right? So the offense should be dramatically improved. It's just crazy, isn't it? Like, the season ended in, what, December?
Yes.
And it's now, I mean, we're, what, 10 months later, and we're ready to go with this game. It's been a long build-up to this game,
well,
this one football game.
Look what Mario's done since then. He had one top recruiting class in the country.
It's a long offseason, though, man.
And then after spring football, going, hey, the team looks good. He goes, I'm not done. What do you mean? He goes, I'm in that transfer portal. We need more guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they evaluate everything, and sure enough, man, there were a bunch of guys, and he was able to get his share of them, especially West Coast guys, able to pick up three West Coast guys from Washington State, Oregon State, and Washington to come down here and play. But, man, we need – I don't care where they come from. They just need –
Yeah, I know. We always talk about pressure, right? We talk about pressure on these pro quarterbacks and pro teams and whatever. The University of Miami football team has a lot of pressure on them this year to deliver something, right? They've put a lot of money, a lot of effort into this thing. It's been a long off season. Hell, the ACC looks as open as it's ever going to be.
Well, it does now.
I mean, the team that everyone thought was going to win the thing lost in the opener. Didn't look particularly, you know, impressive there. So, like, the conference is completely wide open. Heck, if you win the conference, you get in the playoff. It's that simple.
I'll tell you the other part of this is Cam Ward, to your point. Cam Ward, I don't know if he acts like he downplays it and he's not aware of it. Being a quarterback at UM, it's chewed up a lot of guys. It's chewed up a lot of guys that came in here as 4- and 5-star. We've had some guys come here, and it was just too much for him.
No, he carries himself very well. Like, you could see how he could be a professional right now.
Well, he is a professional.
Technically, he is, yeah.
College football's but, professional. We need to stop that student athlete.
He's getting paid
I wish the AD over there. I love the UMAD. I do. He's our guy. But he got to stop with the student athlete.
Well, they're never going to stop with that thing. But, yeah, I get that thing, but – Well,
Big Joe over there knows.
They go to class, right?
Yeah, they do.
When they're not flying across the country and playing games, they go to class.
Playing 15 games and but listen, I'd love to go to class, but I got to go shoot a commercial. All right, can you leave me alone?
Look, there won't be any way to spin this thing if they win 7 or 8 games and end up in the, you know, the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever.
No.
There won't be any way to spin this
thing
this year, and they've spent too much money, too much effort. It's been a long off season, and you know, man, it's time to start beating these teams. You know, the Gators are one thing. It's time to start beating these teams in the ACC.
Okay, you know? Well, we're playing Florida this week.
I know,
you jump ahead and
I'm
start looking
big
at the ACC. Okay, all right. So that's what they need. And the other thing is, the game fundamentally is still the same. You can't turn it over. You got to take care of it, and no matter how good you are, the great neutralizer is turn it over 3 or 4 times when two teams are close in talent and see what happens. And it's not good. Hey, I'll tell you what is good. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah, the personal injury attorneys in Plantation. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results. And small enough to call you back. I love that communication thing they're big into, even on the weekends. You always got their phone number. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners, you can always reach. Boy, I'll tell you, it's always about the personal touch. There's no handoffs. They're going to handle it from start to finish. Hey, they will get on the phone with you and answer all your questions. You have a bunch of questions. You might be with another law firm right now and you're not happy. Hey, man, it doesn't cost you anything to pick the phone up and call Cohen and Judah and let them take a look at it and find out what they can do for you. Injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-324-7333. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Trip and fall, car, truck, motorcycle accident, or anything else. Remember, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, go to the best, great results, and people and lawyers who care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
All right, Joe, just a quickie here before we get to Kyle Krabs, talk some Dolphins. But I wanted to bring this one up. I think this is an interesting situation we got going on in Colorado with Deion Sanders. And he has banned a reporter over there from the Denver Post.
Hasn't he banned a few of them now?
This
CBS
is the most,
people.
Yeah,
and...
this is, look, I don't think you should be allowed to do stuff like this. I think people that cover the program. Now, if you want to, like, restrict access or whatever, you don't want to let people in your practice, whatever. But you got to allow the media to cover you if you're a big college football program, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you go about doing this. And by the way, it just makes you look even worse because now that becomes the main story around Colorado. And look, we've seen a lot of bad stories.
All I know is
there's been a lot of rough stuff, but
you better do a lot of winning
to get away with this nonsense.
Yeah, you better be really good.
I just wonder how much longer they put up with the Deion act over there. And I know that he's been, I guess, somewhat good for business, right? They're not winning much, but remember they won that one game last year.
He's still getting a ton of publicity, though. Colorado's getting treated like a frontline team.
I know, but at what point does this publicity not become worth it? Because a lot of this stuff has been bad, right? Not a lot of this has been particularly good here, and now this has been the main story. You got Stephen A. and Feinbaum. All these guys are just crushing Deion for handling it this way, and you really can't do this. Every time, by the way, we've seen one of these reporters get banned from wherever it is, they always end up getting reinstated, right? And they have to issue an apology. And
well, the other part of this is I was shocked that he got his athletic director to sign off on this instead of going, Deion, this is a bad idea. Listen to me, man. I know you're one of the great players to ever play. I know you are prime time. You'll always be prime time, but this is a really bad idea. And this could only be bad for the program. The program's already got some issues.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I get the critical questions because the team stinks. Right? Like, isn't that fair?
Well, you know what's weird? I guess a lot of people said his son is, like, one of the top two or three quarterbacks coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, expected to go really high in the draft at the quarterback position. Really played well. But he's even got his own, like, bankruptcy around him through this NIL.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah, of all the quarterbacks ugly. That are all getting all this money, and he's a guy, and by the way, he's doing commercials with his dad. God bless him, man. He and his dad were making together last year. They were doing potato chips and drinking sodas, and, I mean, they were rolling.
I know that one story came out where a few of the players that were, like, formerly on the team talked about what it was like in the locker room there, and that thing was really ugly. You know, I don't know how accurate any of that stuff was, you know, but yeah, this has turned into kind of an unusual situation over there. But you can't ban reporters. It just never goes well for you, and it ends up being the big story, right? Remember a soccer team most recently did it? It was like that MLS, Kansas City or something, did it to a reporter that they felt like talked to a player out of turn. I did something wrong or something. And, man, the problem is you get a lot of backlash for doing these things. Just not worth it probably, but... We'll see how that goes over there, man. That is going to be an interesting team to watch this season. I will tell you that.
Hey, you'll be watching to see what he looks like. Is this year two? Year three? Year two for Deion?
Yeah. All right. We had another athlete, athlete with quotes there, injure himself during a celebration. This is from the NASCAR Truck Series, Joe. on Sunday over the weekend. A guy named Lane Riggs who won the race.
What did he do?
And he fist pumped so hard he threw his shoulder out of the socket. He dislocated his shoulder.
What? Well, that's not an athlete.
Well, he's a truck driver. That's,
when you said truck driver, I started thinking of a guy with a little belly. And a tight T-shirt.
Do we call NASCAR drivers athletes? I suppose. No. Formula One drivers are athletes, right?
I know those guys stay in pretty good shape. Those guys getting in those to this race you go to over here at Hard Rock?
Yeah. F1 race? Those guys are athletes.
Those guys look like they're pretty good shape.
As someone who, you know, has driven a go-kart for 20 minutes and just been absolutely spent. Yeah, those guys
in the heat,
athletes.
Like, that's it. I got nothing else. Yeah. I'm cramping up.
Yeah, those guys are definitely athletes. But, he said he was celebrating so hard. He threw his arm up for a fist pump and threw the shoulder right out of the sock. He said his pit crew had to pop it back into place.
Ooh. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That problem's not going away. You're going to have to get that thing fixed.
He said it's the, this is the quote here. He said, I've done it before, but never in victory lane. It's fast jerk motions, and I guess I got a little too excited.
Wow.
That can happen when you make those jerk motions. All right. Finally here.
I got that. That was good.
Good. Finally here, we have the Mega Millions jackpot coming up here. A drawing this evening. So get your tickets, the Tuesday night jackpot. You know what it's at, Joe?
No.
$575 million. If it was won today at that level, it would be the ninth largest prize in the history of the game.
Hold on. I'm texting my wife right now. Keep talking.
Get some lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Do you guys play lottery? Is she into that?
Sometimes. I always forget during
the
day.
Does it go to the scholarship fund? There's something, the Bright Futures thing. So it goes to charity to some extent, right?
I don't know. But I've promised the big man that I would take care of everybody if he let me win. Including myself, but take care of a lot of people.
You do take care of a lot of people even without being a lottery winner, so it's very nice.
I mean in a big, big way, though, if win that much money.
How much do I get, like a mil?
No, you're in, too.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in on it, too.
Good. Do we still do the show?
Probably not.
2 days a week, maybe? No. Be like the rest of the people here, work 2 days a week?
Like everybody else.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that is tonight, $575 million.
Oh, man. That snuck up on us, Woody.
You have the choice here, by the way, Joe. You can get the initial payment and then 29 annual payments or a one-time lump sum.
One time. I'm at that age. It's got to be one time.
They say most winners choose a cash payout. Tuesday night's drawing would be an estimated $285.5 million before taxes.
Oh, man.
There you go.
I can make about 20 mistakes and still have plenty of money.
Remember, we had someone win it back. They said it was in March, $1.12 billion. Remember that thing got really nutty?
Yeah.
For a while there?
You know, a lot of those people that win those are broke, like just never had money and it's gone, giving it to everybody. And
tickets are $2. You want the odds?
No, they're
the
bad.
Odds of winning the jackpot.
I know
one
bad. Don't do it
in $303 million.
Okay, that's bad.
You said you thought you have a chance to get hit by lightning. So,
well, I'll tell you what. I was at the hill yesterday. It's funny you said that, and I heard it, and I took off running from my car after a guy died over there a month ago. Respect Vista View and lightning. All right, so that sounds good, Woody. We got a lot more stuff coming up here.
If you win the lottery and you get hit by lightning, Joe, you'd be like a two-time lottery winner.
Kyle Krabs.
Very lucky.
Yeah, Kyle Krabs, host of a Locked On Fence podcast, going to join us, one of our favorite guys. We'll talk a little bit about the Dolphins and what he sees and what we may need to upgrade on this roster. We'll get into all that stuff. That's all coming up. But first, before we do, I want to tell you this morning about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Suburbans and Tahoes and a Traverse and a Trailblazer and Equinox, a Blazer. I just covered the big boys, those big, beautiful Suburbans and Tahoes. Tahoes, by the way, got a new look coming out here at the end of the year again. The Traverse, the midsize, looks fantastic. Got all the room you need. And then the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. So much style and substance for you to really enjoy for those of you that like smaller SUVs and feel more comfortable. Well, let's talk about the Silverado trucks for a second, because I just tell everybody when it comes to Silverado truck, not taking shots at anybody else's, but I know our number one selling truck, There's a reason for it. The Silverado trucks are durable, and it's like they custom make a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. Full-time working truck, that's how you make a living. 5, 6, 7 days a week, Silverado's for you. We make that truck. Silverado truck to get your family around, because that's all you drive is a truck. We also make those trucks too, with plenty of room for you and your family. New and used, low mileage. Hey, and have you seen the latest Corvettes? Oh, God. They don't look... They've never made an ugly Corvette, but they just took it to a whole new level. It's a drop-the-mic looking Corvette right now. My neighbors across the street both have one. One got two of them. Yeah, one guy just, he's making too much money. He went for two Corvettes. Hey, listen, bottom line is this. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, these are the best overall products we've ever had. Convenient locations all over South Florida for you. And by the way, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Chevrolet together. Let's drive.
In football, there's a 100% injury rate. You know, and just really think about that. Every player at one point in time gets hurt. Every single player. Much of the entire league is... You know, doing your best to minimize what those injury rates are, but then also having plans of action in case you know, whomever goes down. So you try to tool yourself so that the ship can keep moving in one direction and minimize the effect of every lost player, fully understanding that there's a reason why players are starters. So they're, how do you minimize that? How do you have a stronger group? You know, when those inevitable things occur, there's less turbulence, you know, and I think that's been steady on our mind the entire process.
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Yeah, today, 4 o'clock NFL deadline. Got to be down to 53. And Mike McDaniel talking about kind of a big problem he's got. How injured are a lot of my key guys? Do I put them on IR? Are they going to be ready to go close to the opener, maybe the second game, 4 days apart between Jacksonville and Buffalo? A lot of decisions to be made. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, joins us this morning. Kyle, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How you doing?
Man, how'd you like to make some of those decisions and trying to figure out how to put this thing together and how injured? I've never seen a camp like this. You've been coming down here for a long time. Can you remember – a more injured team than this one and what they've gone through this year, or guys that have never come back even from the off season?
Yeah, yes and no. I think the silver lining is it feels like a lot of the big names that aren't guys that had injuries that ended their season last year are guys that are dealing with more minor types of things that, and Mike alluded to this too, you know, we're not treating it the way that we would treat it in the regular season. Now, for guys like Bradley Chubb and Isaiah Wynn, who are going to start the season on the PUP, that's a totally different beast. We'll see what happens today with Odell Beckham. I know Aaron Brewer is kind of the other one where he unfortunately had some kind of incident with at least a cut on his hand. There was never been confirmed what else was or wasn't a part of that. But, it felt like every name has popped up at some point along the way, but I don't think they've treated it along the way like they would if it was in the regular season and you were playing real games.
Hey, is this Odell Beckham thing surprised you at all, or did you expect this when they signed him that he was going to miss all of camp?
No, I didn't expect that. I think Mike's quote probably last week was pretty enlightening for him to talk about. Their understanding was that there was going to be a build to playing your best ball late in the season. And that was kind of the first time for me that the alarm bells went off and be like, oh, okay, like maybe he is going to start the season on the PUP. Now, guys in different spots. Tua has been asked about it. Tua's kind of communicated from his perspective they need the reps. So I think that is something that at the very least you probably temper your expectations for the first month of the season, whether he's on the PUP or not, just because they haven't got the reps.
So I got to ask you about the Mike White, the first guy to be released,
yeah.
And find they got to have a third quarterback. There's no way they could take a chance off of what we've been through the last few years to go with two quarterbacks. Is there somebody out there you can find, or is it about bringing Mike White back potentially as a third guy at maybe less money?
So I think the appeal of Mike White is you could have him on either the practice squad, which would seem to make the most sense given the fact that they cut him and they didn't keep him on the contract that he had. And then that kind of gets you through the first hypothetically month of the season, and then if you take injuries at other spots and more roster spots open up, then you could justify having him back on an adjusted contract. Or, you know, they go through the waiver process and they claim somebody or trade for a veteran somewhere before cutdowns. I could see them going any different direction there. The appeal of Mike White is he's been in the building, and he was there last year in a quarterback room, and the chemistry, there's an understanding there of what his role and responsibility is amongst all that. But I wouldn't be surprised if, now that the Shanahan tree has so many different branches across the league and the terminology is the same, if there's somebody who's been a long-term starter who you could get on a cheaper type of deal than what Mike White, they say $3.5 million by cutting him yesterday or over the weekend. You go out and find somebody else that's familiar with the lingo, and you take a more experienced player in that third slot in the quarterback room.
Would you be surprised if we brought in an offensive lineman or a defensive tackle or even a wide receiver to start this season on a 53-man roster from somebody else's team?
No, I wouldn't take any of those things off the table. I think the one I'd be the most surprised with is defensive line. I did think you had a couple guys that I felt were pretty good options for the 53 who struggled against Tampa Bay. The challenge there is you don't want to put too much weight into the final appearance versus the entire body of work. But I feel the most comfortable with the defensive line group out of those three. And then you look at the offensive line, I'd say kind of the same thing as we just talked about with the quarterback, where if you're going to bring somebody in a perfect world, they've played in this system, so they understand the core principles. You can't help but wonder, like, how much of a barrier was that when every time they talk about this system offensively and they talk about the growth that happens within it when you have an understanding of it, how much of a barrier was that to say, hey, we have these number of premium assets that we have to spend and you know, try to retool the roster. The return for a player who doesn't know the system, what does that give us in the immediate sense versus the guys that we have growing within it? So if you're going to go out and get an offensive lineman, I'm not just looking to add anybody. I'd love to have somebody who's had some level of experience in this wide zone system, so that way, hypothetically, if they were to be among the best five at any time in the near future, they can hit the ground running as far as what they're doing, and it fits within what everybody else is trying to do.
Yeah. The receiver position, did you ever think we'd be talking about after the final preseason game, the two healthiest receivers you have are Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington?
No, but I don't have a lot of concern for Tyreek or Jalen Waddle. But that still leaves you at a weird spot where probably a month ago you looked at the wide receiver room and said, hey, you might have seven guys and have to choose. And I, especially if Odell starts on the PUP, you're scrapping to get five. So I think that dynamic of that room has changed. Does that come at the betterment of a fourth running back plus Alec Ingold? Or does that come at the betterment of a fourth tight end? How they distribute that skill group, but you kind of feel like there's one spot. How do they choose to break it out between those three positions? And because of the dynamics of what has happened in camp, you don't feel really good about it being a sixth wide receiver.
I'm not a doctor, and I'm definitely not going to try to play one, not with the Baptist Health guys out there listening right now, you know, struggling through college, cheating half the time. But I do want to ask you this about Eric Ezekama. It's obvious to me that he got some kind of problem with that foot that's not going away. One minute we see him flying around looking unbelievable in the preseason. Then I hear about the great practice he's on his way to having in Tampa Bay, and then he's in a walking boot. So I don't know what kind of foot problem. I know the foot heals very slowly. What do you do with this one? Do you take the good? Does he just rest all the time and play him in games? because he's a tease, man. He's got the talent. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think he's too talented to quit for me at this stage. Just because the profile's so different from all the other receivers that you have on the roster. And then when he's out there on the field, like, you feel him. So that's one for me, you know, on a rookie contract, he's not going to cost a lot. The question is whatever's going on with him from an injury perspective, is it a month window? Is it a 2-week window? Is it a 2-month window? I think that makes your decision for, does he occupy 53 spot by 4 p.m. today, or is he going to be put on IR with a designation to return potential that lingers, or does he eat a 53 spot? You get through cuts and then you put him on injured reserve. If you get another week in and it's like, okay, it's not healing at the rate that we want. So that's, I think, the tricky part for Eric, but he's way too talented for me to just quit at this point, especially because of how different the skill set is.
We saw it. Wes Welker saw it. Everybody saw it. So I got to ask you, you got Storm Duck, Jason Maitre, and Isaiah Johnson. All had pretty good camps, man. I got to tell you, they could have been draft picks. They looked at times, they didn't look like rookie free agents. Is there a slot on that 53 for one of those three at least?
I think it depends on what their situation is with Cam Smith. Cam Smith had an appearance at the beginning of camp, goes down, looked like a hamstring, came back, had a rough start in the preseason debut for him, and then bounced back really well. Thought he played well, and he was done with defense. That's the part that stings about Cam Smith. He was out there on special teams when that injury came back up for him again. Does he go on IR? Is he a candidate for IR return? If he is, that's a way I think you can sneak.
Yeah.
For me, it's either Isaiah Johnson or Storm Duck. I prefer Isaiah Johnson. I understand why people would prefer Storm Duck. Jason Maitre's been good, but that nickel position, there's a lot more extra pressure and stress with all the extra responsibility and playing inside and how things happen faster. I would go with one of the outside guys personally, and my choice would be Isaiah Johnson. But that's one where you can kind of get into a strategic decision too, because if you put Cam Smith on IR, and realistically is your fourth outside corner because Bonner's out in front of him anyway, if that's how they perceive it, I would strategically use the IR spot to try to keep one of the UDFA guys and then hope that when Cam Smith's ready to come off, if I have to shuffle and adjust that, everybody else's 53s are so set that they're not going to use a waiver claim and pick up my guy.
Yeah, that's Cam Smith, I mean, top pick a couple years ago, right? Second pick, but first round of – we didn't have a first-round pick, so he was our guy, and I know they like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But what a tease this has become with injury and whatever happened with he and Vic Fangio a year ago. Nick Needham, real quickly, has been playing a lot of football at safety. I've seen him playing up. What are your thoughts on Nick? Nick's on the team?
I don't know that Nick is on the team, and it's kind of a numbers basis where I think this is one of the ones where maybe his versatility plays against him. Because if I put him and I stack him against the safeties, I don't put him ahead of Poyer, I don't put him ahead of Holland, I don't put him ahead of May, and I think Elijah Campbell's a better special teams player. So now I'm looking at safety room, and I'm like, all right, you're probably the fifth safety. And then I look at the corner room, and I'm not putting him ahead of any of the three guys that are perceived to be starters in Ramsey, Kohu, Fuller. I'm not putting him ahead of Ethan Bonner. I'm not putting him ahead of Saran Neal, who's another special teams guy. I'm not putting him ahead of Cam Smith. So now you're the seventh corner. So do you keep 11 DBs? And if you do, you're keeping Cam Smith over one of the UDFAs that we just got done showering praise on. And, you know, Nick, we kind of got a better idea of what Nick is.
Yeah.
So that's for me. I don't envy these decisions. And I tried to do a 53 cut before the last preseason game on Thursday last week. I had like 63 guys. I'm like, I got 10 guys I got to cut. I don't want to cut.
Yeah. Well, Channing Tindall, by the way, played his ass off. Best game I've ever seen him play in that last preseason game. If you put a lot to it, which I do, that you show up and play like that, he's on the roster, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You went think on him, huh?
Man, Curtis Bolton has played his rear end off since he's got.
Yes, he has.
He's really flashed to me in a lot of ways. And I I think it's kind of telling that in the preseason games, he was getting out there. They were running him out there before they were running Channing Tindall out there, up until the last game, and they both started together because they sat the guys.
Yeah.
But I also look at the linebacker room, and you got Brooks, you got Long, you got Duke Riley as a special teams player, you got Anthony Walker. So now you're looking at the fifth line. I believe they carried four linebackers last year. Now you're already looking at a five for Channing, and then Curtis Bolton's in the mix.
Oh, boy, today, you're just a big teaser today because there's a lot of decision. By the way, I thought Brandon Peely might be out the way he went out the second time. They're saying he's just a little banged up. I didn't think he played great, though, to be honest. I thought he got pushed around pretty good by Tampa Bay's number ones. What'd you think?
I agree with you, and that's kind of the sticking point that I have with Peely. I think he's a great developmental player. You know, guys that move laterally as well as he does at 330, you don't really find a lot of. And I think his best reps come when people are trying to cut him on the backside and he plays off the cut and can get down the line of scrimmage. And then he has some moments where kind of above average first step and he can convert that into power at 330 and walk guys back into the backfield. But your nose tackle responsibility is taking doubles and anchoring at the point of attack.
Yeah.
And I feel like his skill set is a little better suited to be a penetration or a B-gap type defender as compared to an authentic nose, which is that guy that is just immovable in the A-gaps.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with Brandon where the appeal is obvious. I think he has a chance to be a good NFL player, but I think that still needs to take a little bit more time for what his role that you're going to expect a nose tackle to be fulfilling versus where he plays to his strengths. I think there needs to be a little bit more overlap there. The question is whether they keep him and run him with the roster to develop him, or they try to push him to the practice squad or whatever they choose to do. And I think that decision will be telling on what the status is of Benito Jones, who we haven't seen in a bit.
All right, I got to run. You've been unbelievable today, by the way, but give me one guy that you think you go, I thought this might happen. Give me a name.
Well, I think it's one that already fell for him, and that was Jody Fortson. When if you asked me in May, the addition of Jody Fortson, I was really excited about what that could have looked like. Had some drops all throughout camp of the preseason games.
Had a drop in the last drive, too, for Skyler.
Yeah. Yeah, so he had a rough go. I think he really struggled with the blocking and the core that's required for tight ends in this offense. A little bit too much of a specialist. So they had some other guys that I think made some leaps for him, too, whether that was the UDFA Roussey, who I really like, or Julian Hill.
Rucci, man, what a nice game for him. He put himself maybe on that practice squad. No? Yes?
Yeah. That's a player I would hate to lose because he gets after dudes as a blocker.
Yeah.
And you love guys like that. And, you know, he's not a great athlete, but there's spots on rosters for guys like that deeper into tight end room. So that's a kid I'm really pulled for.
Thank you. Can't thank you enough, bud. Kyle, great stuff today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Joe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Kyle Crabb. I got to give him a call tonight, host of Locked On Fence podcast. Check it out. We'll be talking about the 53-man cuts. Going to start any time now this morning. We got to go to a quick break. We're running really late. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
auto parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.